Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But what phrase are you over, or what term do you not want to hear anymore? Like, what have you had enough of from a lexicon, sergeant slogan standpoint, if you will? At 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to give you one here. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in on Grant and Danny. What terms, what phrases are you over at this point?
Number one, because I hate the word anyway. And I want everyone to acknowledge that it doesn't mean anything, okay? Because that's empty. I would like to never, and I mean ever, hear about the commander tag ever again. That sucks. That's stupid. That's eye roll. That's cringe. Stop it. The commander tag? Name someone that's had the commander tag. Daron Payne? Punched a guy in the face. What else you got? Guy that you paid a bunch of money to. Was like, but someone else started it. Javon Kinlaw talking trash to Jared Goff after he committed a penalty to go down 21.
Ben Sinnott, commander tag.
Do you have a commander tag?
Mikey Sanders still, commander tag.
I'd like to never
Johnny
hear that
Newton,
phrase.
Commander tag.
Again, does commander tag mean you get outsnapped by Sheldon Day?
Packer tag. Does that sound better? Panther tag. I mean, you just hate it because the word commander's in it.
That's a big part of it. I hated it before, but now I really hate it because those guys with those tags don't do diddly or squat.
Here's one. I don't want to hear any more about their culture right now. Now, I'm not going to prohibit them from ever saying culture again, but they over-talk about culture. Culture is something that exists. Culture is something that is. Culture is something you do. Culture is action. Culture is how you live. Culture is lifestyle. Stop talking about culture. Teams with great cultures don't talk about culture. The Lions weren't chirping about culture yesterday as they somehow didn't punch you. As they somehow didn't commit a million penalties, as they somehow dealt with all their injuries and just went next man up on the offensive line with a fill-in guard and a fill-in center and fill-ins at tackle. That's what a culture is. But a culture is not something you tell us about. It's something you show us. By the way, you don't get to preach culture, 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 and then have your team captain punch a guy in the helmet. If you do have a culture and that's happening, it's not a good culture. You don't get to preach your culture and then have the teammate of the guy who punched someone in the helmet, who's the team captain, say, well, you guys have to understand, a guy said something mean to him and punched him first. Uh-uh. That's not what a culture is. A culture is about accountability. A culture is about not waiting until it's too late to not fire, but soft fire and take away the play calling duties of the coordinator whose unit has given up almost 2,000 yards in four games. Culture is after a guy punches someone in the helmet and gets kicked out, and I'm sure Dan Quinn said this because he says the right thing all the time, and he's a leader of men in that way at the podium. You say, that's not us. That's unacceptable. We're going to clean that up. That's not who I want to be. Dan Campbell, by the way, did that. Remember when Brian Branch got suspended?
Yeah.
He got ejected from a game. He went up. Who was he beefing with after the game? He went up and tried to fight someone. Was it Mahomes or somebody with the Chiefs? Juju Smith-Schuster, I think. He went up and he got into Juju's face and swung on him or something. And right after the game, Dan Campbell goes up to the podium and goes, "That's not how we operate." He goes, "I love Brian Branch. I think he's a great young man. He's a great player. That ain't it. And you want to do stuff like that, you won't be on our team anymore. So we're going to talk to him and we'll fix that. You won't see that again." That's culture. But you don't tell us with, you know, lights flashing and a big sign, "Culture, culture, culture." No, no, you just do it. You just make the point and it never happens again. Not in your locker room. I don't want to hear any more about their culture.
I'd like to take a bat like we're hitting a pinata, except this bat's got spikes on it, like when I'm in the Warriors in the 70s. And the pinata that I'm hitting is the word standard. The standard. I want to beat the standard to a bloody, deceased pulp. The standard implies if the standard is not met, something happens. It's similar to what you're talking about. What was the standard? Well, everybody was... down into the bottom of the abyss. What part of the standard wasn't being met? And what happens when you don't meet the standard? You see, a standard implies that if you don't do it, oh boy, there's going to be hell to pay. No one paid. Nobody had any repercussions of any kind for a long, long, long time. What it tells me is you don't have a standard. You see, the word standard implies that there's a standard. When nothing happens, there is no standard. It's therefore moot. Take that standard and shove it.
Here's one that drives me crazy. You hear this after these games from Dan Quinn. You know, "That's not us. The way we play, that's not us." Sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
It was absolutely you. Unless you're telling me that a bunch of imposters put on uniforms wearing Commanders helmets and jerseys and ran out there on the field.
Well, that's not us.
It's quite literally you.
Yeah.
Unless you're telling me those four gentlemen over there in the corner, put them on my tab.
That gentleman over there is Seabass.
Yes, that is you. It's just not us. The way we're playing, this is not us. Are you sure? Isn't that a TV show where everyone cries all the time? Oh, that's this.
This is
us.
That's the crying show.
That's actually the truth, though, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It's the TV show where everyone cries all the time. Let's go to Patrick in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. Patrick, what don't you want to hear anymore at this point?
Speed. Speed to the ball. I don't understand how much more can we talk about speed to the ball. And then also, just another note about Joe Wipp being stripped of play calling. Like, what difference does it make if Dan Quinn's going to call the plays if we still have the same personnel on
the
field?
Yeah, you've got a guy flying a plane that doesn't have wings. And now they're saying, you sit in that seat. Dan, you take over. And now he's at the wheel. And I guess you're just hoping that the crash landing goes better or something? I'm not really sure. But yeah, I mean, to be clear, you're right. This is not about to become one of the better defenses in the league, or a renaissance is not the expectation. I think what they're hoping for is an answer occasionally. A punt in the next game. Because you forced one punt in two games, and over a four-week stretch, you've allowed over 425 yards per game, and you've allowed 154 points. So you're just looking, it's like pulling a goalie. Might not have been the goalie's fault completely. But everyone all of a sudden goes, damn, we got our guy benched. Now I got to play a little better because the backup goalie's in. We're getting embarrassed on our own ice. 3-0, 4-0 deficit, and the goalie got pulled. 800-636-1067. So I'm getting rid of culture. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm also getting rid of "that wasn't us, that's not us" after these bad games. Danny?
Commander tag and the standard. Firebombed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.